Would you hold still? I've got to finish this for my art class.
Sorry, Eddie. You know, I was real flattered when you chose me as the model for your Greek god.
Uncle, what in the world are you doing?
Posing as a Greek god. Does seeing me like this give you any ideas?
As a matter of fact, it does. I just remembered, Mom told me to go to the market and pick up a chicken.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity. It's the bigger love of the family.
Great news. Eddie's running for president of the freshman class.
Oh! Hey, congratulations, baby.
Wait a minute. I said I would think about it.
Eddie, do it. You've got charisma.
You think so? I use a dandruff shampoo.
No, I mean, I think you could win. The only other person running is Margie Flegman.
I don't know. I'm not sure if politics is for me.
You know, honey, there's something very appealing about a man in charge. Women are always throwing themselves at politicians.
They are?
Sure. Why else would anyone date Henry Kissinger?
Rodney, I'm running. It's the least I can do for all the babes in freshman class.
Can't you do that silently?
No.
Then do it upstairs.
Actually, baby, that's not a bad idea.
I guess she told you.
And you go help her.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Look what I'm collecting. Empty soda cans.
Well, everybody needs a hobby.
No, Carl. See, I'm doing research for an article I'm writing on the environment, and I have learned so much about how we're destroying the Earth. So I decided to do my part and start recycling.
Well, I think that's a very good idea.
Absolutely.
I think we should all chip in and help save the environment.
Yep.
Rachel, You're not gonna go off the deep end with this ecology thing, are you?
Oh, no, Harriet. I'm just doing research for my article. I got it under control.
What?
What do you think you're doing?
Well, I was trying to spray Wonder Whip on my pie.
This is in an aerosol can. Those fluorocarbons are putting a hole in the ozone layer.
Well, all I wanted was a snack.
Go ahead, eat the pie. Destroy the world. Boy, you try to educate people, and do they want to learn? No, they want to eat pie.
I'm glad she didn't go off the deep end.
Come on, Rodney. I'm gonna get elected. I need a better slogan than Eddie for president.
Okay. Okay, I've got it. Listen to this. Vote for Eddie.
Well, that's low Logan, you're gonna get exactly one vote. That is, if Rodney can make an X.
Oh, yeah? Well, what would you do differently?
Well, first, I find a better slogan. Something like, Win with Winslow. See, with win already in the name, it's a natural connection.
And you were trying to make something out of slow.
Then I develop a platform of popular ideas. Things like less homework, longer lunch breaks, and bigger lockers.
So she's got good ideas. I've got buttons.
Who's Edie Winslow?
Oh. No, it says Eddie Winslow.
Since when do you spell Eddie with one D?
Since we got 1,000 of these.
You got 1,000 buttons to call me Edie?
It's all we can afford. They charge by the letter.
Let me lay it out for you. You've got exactly one chance to win. Make me your campaign manager.
I don't know, Laura. Let me think about it. Okay, you're in.
Okay, come on. Your first lesson of the day. This is aluminum. Aluminum can be recycled.
Rachel, what are all these cans?
Oh, I got us all set up for recycling. When they're full, I just drop them off at the recycling center. See, I got stacks of paper, cans for plastic, clear glass, colored glass, aluminum, and other metals.
Well, now, what's this one for? Whoa! What is in there?
Those are dirty diapers. You want to take those out on the porch?
Hey, here's a coupon for a free sushi dinner.
You hate raw fish.
Well, we'll get it to go, bring it home, and cook it.
Wow, Eddie, you look great.
Be the next president of the freshman class. Eddie, why don't you try to get Mom and Dad's vote?
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm Edward Winslow, and I'm seeking your vote for freshman class president. If I'm elected, I promise to serve the will of the students to the best of my ability. If you don't mind, I'd like to give you this. It's my motto, win with Winslow. And with your support, we can both be winners. Allow me.
Go!
Sorry, Dad.
Well, son, other than bleeding, I'm very impressed.
Wait a minute. He flashed you a smile and stuck you with a button. In between, he said nothing.
Go get him.
Excuse me, but didn't I see you won 227?
Give me a break.
I knew it was one of those shows. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate your support for freshman class president. And did I mention what a wonderful outfit that is? And what a beautiful smile you have?
He's good.
He just might win.
He's got my vote.
Hey, honey. Here's a 2-for-1 coupon to the movies. It's only good till 6 p.m. Come on, if we leave now, we can make it.
What's playing?
Who cares? I'm getting in free.
Good night, kids.
Bye, kids. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
I'm proud of you, Eddie. You're really doing great.
Thanks. And who knows? Maybe I'll be the next Dan Quayle.
Eddie, I don't think you want to be saying that in public.
All right. What now?
Well, we just lay low for the next 2 days. If we can keep you away from big groups and from being asked a lot of questions, we'll win the election.
Guys, great news. I arranged for Eddie to debate Margie Flagman tomorrow in front of the whole school.
A debate? With questions?
In front of people?
Well, unless we find a picture of Margie on a yacht with Gary Hart, we're dead meat.
Your permanent record.
I thought a debate would be great exposure. It's just the editor of the school paper asking questions.
Okay, how's this? We'll avoid the issues. Forget about content. We'll use empty phrases, like, I'm glad you asked that question, but I won't have an answer until the facts are in.
Hey, that's good. I can use that one in class.
Great. You take care of Eddie. I'm gonna go draw mustaches on Margie Flegman's posters.
Hi, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney. What's that on your shirt?
Where? Oh! You gotta teach me that trick someday.
Yeah, right.
Look lovely this evening.
Not now, Urkel. I'm in the middle of something. Go home.
I can't. It's my parents' bridge night, and I'm not allowed near their friends.
Okay, you can stay, but just don't say anything.
Oh, I promise, not a word.
Okay, now, the key to winning this debate is...
Was that me?
Can we please get back to my election?
Okay, oh, yeah, that's right. You're running for Frost Prez against Margie Flegman. Say hi to her for me.
You know her?
Why, sure. We go to the same eye doctor, dermatologist, and allergist. She's a real nerd.
You're calling her a nerd?
Why, sure. I mean, she's nice and all, but socially, she's a real dud.
Urkel, you just gave me an idea.
Does it involve you and me alone on a desert island?
Steve, it's that time again. Believe it or not, you've overstayed your welcome.
Did I say something? Did I belch? I do things unconsciously sometimes.
Goodbye, Steve.
Thank you for a lovely evening.
You're gonna be fine. Just remember, smile and avoid the issues. In other words, act like a president.
Got it.
Attention!
Everybody, please take their seats.
Ladies and gentlemen, as your student council president, I'd like to welcome you to today's debate between the candidates for freshman class president. Margie Flegman, Edward Winslow, please take your positions.
Good luck.
Thanks.
The moderator will be Rebecca Sandler, editor of the Monthly Beacon. Thank you.
Hey, Laura. The spontaneous demonstrations are all planned.
Great. Okay. Our first question will go to Eddie Winslow. Eddie, what steps would you take to improve our school's academic average?
Well, before I begin, Rebecca, I just want to say that's a lovely dress you're wearing.
Oh, thank you.
I'd like to say that I only want the best for my fellow students, and I'm proud to be an American. Eddie!
Let's give Margie equal time.
Boo!
Margie, the same question?
Well, I'd like to see the stronger students tutoring those who need some help. Also, we could keep the library open longer hours. It just seems to me everyone's gonna have to put in a lot of hard work.
No work! No work! No work! No work! No
What is going on in here?
I don't know, but I think there used to be a kitchen under here somewhere.
I think I need a couple of aspirin.
Now, there's some in the pantry, baby.
Where in the pantry?
Hi, guys.
Rachel, what are you doing? This place looks like a recycling center.
It is a recycling center.
Why?
Well, there wasn't one around here.
Rachel, I can't believe you did this.
Well, I guess I did go overboard a little bit.
A little bit? Rachel, I nearly got a concussion trying to get an aspirin.
Look, Rachel, we believe in recycling and doing whatever else we need to do to save our planet. But a recycling center belongs in a parking lot, not in our kitchen.
But Harriet, I want to do something to help with our environment.
Rachel, you are doing something. That article you're writing will inspire a lot of people to recycle.
And we'll continue to recycle our stuff, too. But we'll do it reasonably. No one can stick to the kind of plan that you set up.
I guess you're right. Oh, look. I'm sorry I jumped off the deep end. Again.
That's okay. You just write a good article, and we'll forget all about it.
Okay. I'm gonna go up and check on little Richie, and then I'll come back down and clean this up.
Okay. How did your parents ever survive her wonder years?
We can also improve student-faculty relations with small and informal dinners.
Not bad.
Eddie, how would you improve student-faculty relations?
Ooh, that's a tough question. And I don't have any idea. But I like what Margie said.
Leader must be able to work well with others. Do you have this necessary quality?
I do have the ability to work well with other people.
Nerd.
Well, I think my being nerd. Recording nerd. Secretary for the Chess nerd. Club for the past nerd. 3 years nerd. Proves that fact.
Nerd.
I am
nerd.
Who I am.
Nerd.
I'll do the best job
nerd.
I can.
Nerd.
Hey!
Nerd.
Hey, come on, be quiet! You guys haven't been listening to what Margie's been saying. She's smart, she's organized, and she'll get things done. I'm only doing this because I thought I'd get girls.
I love you, Eddie!
But you're treating this like it's a popularity contest. And that's not what it should be. You should elect the person with the best ideas, not the one with the best looks. Sorry, Margie. In fact, to make things easy for you, I'm dropping out. If you're smart, you'll vote for Margie. I know I will.
Laura, can we talk?
To talk about. You had it all locked up. The crowd was with you.
Laura, I just decided what I was doing was wrong. And I couldn't go through with it.
Eddie, you would have won. Isn't that the most important thing?
Not when it's based on dirty tricks. And deep down inside, you know it's wrong too.
I didn't do anything that bad.
Come on, Laura, admit it. You just got caught up in the power of politics.
Well, maybe there were a few things I could have done differently.
Laura, a few things?
Okay, you're right. I don't know what happened to me. I just wanted to win so badly.
Well, there are some things that are more important than winning.
I know. I'm sorry I got you involved in all that stuff. I was wrong.
Well, good for you. And you know, Marge will make a much better president than I would have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You could have thought about it for a second. Sorry. Well, I guess I won't be needing these. I just put them away until you get in high school.